Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. How are you? It is almost Friday, and I am so, so excited to be here. Another day, another show, another phenomenal guest. I'm so, so excited to be able to talk to someone who is on the music industry, in the making it and the launching new music, and my goodness, the theme, it is music. We are definitely looking forward to have new artists. We started this year with tons and tons of authors, and all of a sudden it switched back to our singer-songwriters, and obviously we are back with authors and singer-songwriters, so that is incredible. I'm just going to give you guys a little teaser on the background here, because this is who we're going to be listening to today. So excited. So yeah, I just wanted to mention you guys that we are every day here at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But if you guys would like to interact with us, the number is 319, saying it slow, 527-6752 to call us in, interact with us, talk to the artist, talk to the author, talk to the coach, and ask them all the pertinent questions that you need to know. I would like to thank so much my sponsor. We have several sponsors, which is a great thing. Without your contribution, guys, without your mentioning of us and financially and all that, it could not be possible. So thank you so much. And I would like to mention, not only mention, but throughout the interview, we will have the ads running. There's only a couple, not a lot, and which we will acknowledge you for contributing to our cause here. So we have 50, rather, about 58 countries listening. If not now, they will be listening to us later on, because this show is recorded, and this show will be on the air throughout our radio station and also on our social media. By the way, if you would like to follow us on Instagram, Lizzie T Show, if you like to tweet us, if you would like to Facebook us, or even some of you know that we do our shows also on our YouTube channel, The Lizzie T Com, please do follow us. And if you're interested in being part of the show, just connect with us, and we will love to have you here. Okay, everyone, I hope that all of you are really in for a treat, because it is going to be an incredible ride. So let me talk a little bit about our guest. His name is Mr. Rockstar. He's a talent individual, often have deep stories to tell. There's a certain struggle that comes with a passion, obviously. But Mr. Star, the challenge were far more dare than the rest, and we'll find out why. He's a talented musician from the early days of his childhood, and he always had passion about music growing up. And, you know, that's one of the questions that you would always ask. Was it something from early or later on? Were you writing before? Or, you know, that is taken care of. That is answer ready. And straight out of Charleston, South Carolina, he began rapping at the age of 14. That's young. That's young. And I've seen some rappers on social, but I think one of them that I saw is as young as 5 years old. And he's never stopped. He's never looked back. Mr. Rockstar would be often write songs of his relief, his headspace, and a certain situation that he faced in life. Now that's answer already. You know, where does he get his inspiration? You know, there's a lot of things that you don't know about him, so I'm not going to give it all. He writes poems, obviously, gets his inspiration. And on 8th of May 2021, Mr. Rockstar was shot in the upper hip while walking the corner. My goodness. Okay, so something that we don't know about you, that's answer already. We need to have something to talk about here in this interview. But anyhow, without further ado, let's welcome Mr. Rockstar to the show. Hello, I think he's an original name, and I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say, but Mr. Campbell or Mr. Rockstar, what would you like to go by?
Yeah, you can call me Mr. Rockstar, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody ever calls me by my name.
Nobody calls you by your Mr. Rockstar is what you go by.
You know, like when you sign a paper or something, it's right there or something.
Gotcha.
Like a roll call.
Gotcha. So
an unorthodox type thing going on. I don't know.
So welcome. Good evening. I assume we're in this. We are a little bit on a different zone time, but I'm hoping that you are enjoying the day, almost weekend. I know that you're a hard worker. You're very hard working. You're very enthusiastic. Music is everything for you. But one of the things, and I know I was always wanted to ask, you know, when did you start? And then, you know, your biography actually tells it all because you are started at a very young age. But the question that is not answered on your biography is, when did you make the transition that this was not just a playtime, this was not just a hobby, this was a little bit more than that for you? You wanted to make it as a career. I'm not sure if you're doing it full-time, part-time, it doesn't matter. But now, you know, you probably realize that this is serious. This is serious business. When did it turn to you career, a life thing?
Of course, my biography was saying, like 14, I would say that I was doing more rapping, like when I was a kid, like I would get like those little dollar tapes, or I would steal my mother's tapes or whoever's tapes that were there and put the little paper on it and record myself and rap and have beats playing on another stereo and rap and do stuff like that. But yeah, I was like younger than 14 though. But I would say like when I started going to the studio, it was like, you know, 14, 15, 16 era. But I mean, like for some reason, that was like my only thing that I ever thought about was rapping and doing music and singing and writing poetry and writing songs and stuff like that. But I would think I would have to say probably about 7 years ago, like, you know, start making social media stuff like YouTube and being like, you know, taking the business part serious. Because I never heard of none of that stuff. Because I sent songs out that I wrote and people picked them up and they liked them or whatever, you know, and stuff like that. But I never knew anything like the BMIs and ASCAP and things like that and how, you know what I'm saying, do all that and everything else. Until probably like 7 years ago, man.
Years ago, that's when you decided this was not going to be a hobby. This has to be my career. I'm going to have to put 100%. I'm going to have to work hard.
I had different names as a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, nobody ever called me my real name, Marvin. But, you know, like, you know, I was like Trey and, you know, part of a group called Young Timers and whatnot. And, like, you know, I saw my image, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was always influenced by rock music, reggae music, all types of genres, country, rap, hip-hop, you know, things like that, mostly lyrical hip-hop. And, like, I don't know, like, it just dawned on me, you know what I'm saying? Like, at first it was like, I'm going to be, like, this rock hard rock star because I like to work out, you know. I'm the gym type dude, too. I like to work out.
Yes, and I can see by your promotional picture, you definitely try to keep up and try to work out, and that's great because health is definitely is number one. Health is number one. You should be able to keep track because it is being a musician and being a rapper, never mind. It takes a lot from you already. You're constantly on the go. I'm not sure what the situation is. It is right now in where you are. You're in South Carolina. Are you able to perform? Are you able to hang around? Or is it restrictions and lockdown still a thing in where you are right now?
Well, it was pretty big. Like there were things like that. Like you couldn't do no things unless it was outside, stuff like that. But it's kind of a little bit settler now, like I would say, but you know, for some reason it's not like large amounts of crowds going out or whatnot, or you gotta have like a certain amount of crowds where you're going at and everything else.
Able to perform right now, like if you want to have a get together, if you wanted to play or sing your stuff, you're able to do so in a public setting.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's good news. And you know, Mr. Rockstar, because you know, you are in a kind of privileged way right now, because a lot of places in the world, you know, I interview people from all over the world, and I was speaking to a guest in Sri Lanka, is completely locked down. People, businesses, it's just like what we had at the beginning. Other places, I've had artists from Brazil, which also they're completely open. They're able to do things. And so you're privileged, and that's great. Let's take advantage of that. So when I was reading your biography, and you started very, very young. You get a lot of you have a lot of background. That's why your name makes Mr. Rockstar is, because you have a lot of background influence. But right now, out of all the rappers, and you probably know, Canadian has one of the biggest rapper in Canada, which is, a lot of people think that is America, but he's actually Canadian. But who do you look up to, and who inspires you? Because you get inspiration from your poems and all that. A rapper that inspires you, that you wanted to be, not exactly like, but, you know, kind of follow their footstep, who would that be?
Well, I grew up around the Cash Money era and No Limit Soldiers, Liquid City, stuff like that. But I don't know, like, my influence, like, rappers, they were more like, I mean, most people probably never really heard of them too much. I did a lot of underground rappers. I was always influenced by, like Nas's type flow, and let me see, like Hobson, like 8-Ball MJG, people like that, like, you know, well, MJG, I like the 8-Ball flow, but like MJG had like more wordplay and things like that. I always like Ludacris and things like, anybody who had catchy wordplay, I would like, even the battle raps, like I would be into watching the battle raps and stuff like that, and, you know what I'm saying, people throwing out diss jokes and stuff like that.
I was
like, I heard, like, well, I'm like, yo, I'm killing it, I gotta go do some stuff like that.
That is incredible. So, yes, and I actually been on a battle rap, which was my very, very first experience ever to be on a battle rap. And it was incredible how two artists can just come up with a comeback so quickly, and it rhymes. And I was like, those people are geniuses. So you're promoting right now, Mr. Rockstar, you're promoting your very first, I'm not sure if it's very first, but you're promoting a single right now, is YouTube Made. So I was teasing everybody right now with a little bit of your songs, which I'm going to be playing it right now for people to hear it. We will have the whole version, everyone. Right after the interview, so not to worry, you'll be able to get the whole song. So how did this one came up, and what gave you the idea? Are you a composer, as I can see by your phone? Do you compose as well? What gave you the idea to write the song?
Well, all day, basically, I made that song probably, I created the song basically probably like maybe 5 years ago, actually, to be honest. But I never recorded it, never, you know what I'm saying, did anything with it. I didn't even write, like, pretty much all the lyrics and everything for it until, you know what I'm saying, later on, earlier this year, when I went to go record it and got the producer. I worked with the producer, his name is Mari. Basically, he's based in San Antonio, like I'm in South Carolina, so we've been in a lot online and whatnot, just kind of afraid, but, you know, there was another guy down here in Charleston, he was helping me record it. He works for the 98 Rock station down here, the radio station, and, I did my thing, whatever. Basically, I made the song. It's kind of like, I would say for me, like, a representation of the brand, representation of me personally. It probably is not my whole life story, but it's just how I am. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like one of the people that, you know what I mean? I'm there. I'm out there and I'm, you know, I just talk about myself and pretty much that's what I do all day. And I do a lot of crazy stuff pretty much.
Hopefully it's not too crazy, you sound I'm just kidding, but you sound genuine. You sound like you're true to yourself, true to your fans, true to your music, and true to what you do. Awesome. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you, Mr. Rockstar, we were reading that you get to inspiration from things that are happening in the world, but this is your business, your professional, your music life. So something happened to you in May of 2001, which you got shot, and that is incredible. That must have been awakening. I don't know if it pushed you even more to commit to your music, or were you able to take back? And what happened? Because I know that all of us, and including myself, had a near-death experience, whatever it is. I mean, when you're getting shot or when you are in a car accident, just what happened to me, you just kind of like your life flashes through and you just realize, wow, you know, that we were a lot more vulnerable than we thought we would be. Is that experience made you stronger as a musician, or you were able to see things different? What happened?
Bad things happen sometimes, and I mean, like me personally, I happen to be the bearer of a lot of bad things, and it happens to me a lot, I guess. I'm not saying I'm not the only person in the world, but yeah, sometimes weird things happen. And at that date, yes, that date was a very cloudy moment, and that time period in life was very very rough for me. But, I mean, I had friends and family and people who cared about me and helped me through it. And I've had a lot of different stuff, not similar to that, because, I mean, of course, being shot is very traumatic. But, you know, like other things, like you said, with Rex and, you know, the head trauma know, it kind of messed me up mentally, like thinking about like things and stuff like that. But like through music and through things of that nature, writing my poetry and stuff like that, I was always able to cope with things and let things be released and, you know what I'm saying, say what I needed to say and how I needed to say it and bring it to life, basically, or, you know, paint a picture or something like that of, you know, all the moments in my head or anything like flashbacks, or if I see anything that I feel like was unjust or what's going on, or, you know, just anything personally or motivationally. That's always been my key too, like try to be motivational to anybody, mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm saying, something that might happen, you know what I'm saying, you might be able to walk right now, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to be able to talk right now, you know, I want to say just now this week, personally, to be honest, my phone blacked out Sunday, I can't use my phone, I'm like, oh my God, the world's going to end, you know, I'm finally getting the phone fixed right now. As I'm speaking on my other phone, because I had to find this phone, and the other day I pretty much took off my finger. I sliced my finger up real bad with a blender blade thing, and that was not cool. And I thought, you know what I'm saying, my finger is gonna be it's no good, it's no bad, you know, like, but you know I'm.
You're trying to overcome it.
Yeah, I got a thing on. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to drive. I got to go this place, that place, whatever, you know. And it's like I see it a lot with some people, like they, you know what I'm saying, they get something in their head and it's over and over and they don't want to do nothing about it, you know what I'm saying. Like sometimes, you know what I'm saying, maybe that little thing, like maybe me getting shot or whatever, maybe that was my wake up call to not do whatever I was doing at that time or something, or, you know.
I am glad that you said that, Mr. Rockstar, because that's really what I wanted to get you out. It takes something for you to wake up or for you to get going or for you to realize that, hey, you were given another chance. For what? That's what you have to find out. And I think that you're doing that really finely with your music. And a lot of people don't see and don't understand that, you know, music is probably just being a musician. Absolutely not. I've interviewed musicians and singer-songwriters from all over the world for 5 years now. And I know that they have an important gift to give to the world. Because whatever you sing, whatever you say in your words, that can help someone else on the other side of the planet that you might not be aware of. And that's the message. That's the message that I want to be able to leave with all of you in here. That you might not miss a rock star, but you're getting to know now. So check out his music. We will be playing the song, which you are probably hearing in the background right now. And I'm so honored to be able to share this amazing talent with a lot of difficulties. Because, hey, nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. I only know of one person, and it's not here with us anymore, which is Jesus, and that's the only perfection I know of. But other than that, we're all learning, and we're all trying to improve ourselves and be better. We will be back, guys, with more questions for Mr. Rockstar. Please remember, if you have a question or if you like to interact with myself or ask my guests, the number is 319-527-6752. That is the new number to call us in our radio station. I am Lizzie, your host, right here from Toronto, Canada, and it's getting cold. It is the fall, but I'll be right back with Mr. Rockstar right after my words of my sponsor. Thank you, guys.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you. More time for your family. More money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
What you want, baby? What you want, baby? I'm a rock star, baby. I'm a rock star.
Mr. Rockstar, I don't say the fuck. Nothing less than more than what's expected. I'm cool, calm, collected when I'm stepping in your section. Haters eyeballing, looking over this.
Like I said, not long commercial here at all. It's all about the musician. It's all about the music. It's all about the star. And it's all about today, about Mr. Rockstar, just a young fellow with a lot of inspiration, a lot and lot of stories, you know, near-death experiences. You know, that's what I love about the show, is to know things about our artists, our guests, that a lot of people might not know. And again, we are not perfect. We are struggling most of the time to survive, but we're doing it anyways. And that's the question I wanted to ask you, Mr. Rockstar. You know, there's people here, you know, they're listening to you and they're wondering, wow, I want to be like Mr. Rockstar. I want to be on the Lizzie T radio show. I want to be in Canada. I want to be in Toronto. I want to be listened. I want my music to be listened all over the world. And you know, I'm jealous of Mr. Rockstar. I want to be like him. What kind of advice would you give somebody who is perhaps in Australia, which we do have a lot of listeners in Australia. So hello, good morning, because they are waking up about now. But what would you say to someone on the other side of the world that wants to pursue the career of a singer, songwriter, artist?
I would say be yourself. First and foremost, open your heart to other people. They might stay focused on, you know, your goals and what you want to get done, and don't, like, you know what I'm saying, don't think like people negativity. Don't feed off negativity, just feed off on your own mindset and your own goals. Pretty much. That's all it pretty much is. You know, everybody's going to say something, no matter who it is. They're going to say something, and it's going to be them. They're going to say it, and whoever it is, they're going to say it, and they're going to be themselves at the end of the day. But it is what it is. Whatever makes you happy, it will make somebody else happy, because somebody else in this world is going to be just like you, pretty much.
So what's
your first one?
And that's great advice, you know, just be yourself. Try not to pretend that you're somebody else. Try not to pretend that that's not you. You have to be genuine. People observe you. People look at you. People look up to you. And if you are trying to be somebody that you're not, they will catch on, and you will not be like, trust me. So even if you have faults, especially nowadays, people show up and they're saying, look, I'm not comfortable being in the audience. I'm not comfortable. I'm actually shy when I have to perform or when I have to, you know, be on TV. Those are vulnerability that actually are being liked nowadays. Times have changed. And, you know, people are not judging as much, because they identify with you. They identify with your weakness, because we all do have them. And so for somebody like Mr. Rockstar to say, you know, I have weakness, and that's okay. That's like, yeah, me too. Right on. So I don't want to forget, Mr. Rockstar, to share with my audience, where can people find you? Are you on social media? I assume you are, because everybody is. So can you share your social media information with my audience?
Hello?
Yes. Can you share your social media information? Are you on Instagram? Are you on Facebook?
I'm on Instagram, pretty much Facebook. Pretty much all you have to do is type in mr.rockstar, and if not, I got a website too, www.mrrockstar1000.com, mrrockstar1000.com. I be active pretty much on Facebook and Instagram a lot, though. Those are amazing.
Okay, so wonderful. So
but
I got
every outlet possible, but I'm pretty much, if you type in mr.rockstars, I'll pop up.
Awesome. And we're searching for you right now. So Mr. Dot Rockstar, and we'll find you. We'll follow it on our Instagram account as well. And so your song right now that we will be playing in a little bit, that can be found in Spotify. Where else?
That can be Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Fidel, Amazon Music, pretty much every single solitary streaming network.
Awesome.
Eastern, the
yep.
Western Hemisphere. I don't know about the Eastern Hemisphere.
Beautiful, beautiful. So we will have those songs. We will be playing it right after this interview. We will be sharing your gift with the world, mm-hmm. and we will definitely be playing it throughout the month because this is what we do here on the Liz and T Show. We get MP3 from all over the world, unless there's a language that I don't understand and there is, stuff that we played all different. We play all different kinds and all different genre and all different languages. So that is incredible. I want to thank you, Mr. Rockstar, for being here with us, sharing so much with us, sharing your life and sharing your expertise, sharing your music career. And one, my last question is, I know that I'm a parent, as you could hear from my voice, I'm a mom, and we want the best for our kids, and we want to support them in whatever is it that they do. What is the support like with you? Do you have support family members? Or, I know you have tons of supportive friends, but what do they say when they hear you rapping and when they hear you in the, now releasing a brand new song? I'm hoping that the answer is yes, they're supporting me. And if they don't, hey, I'm here in Canada, we're supporting you. But what is the support system that you have with your friends and family members?
I would say they support me, but like I said, I wouldn't dwell on if somebody supports you or not. It's always what you want to do with your life. I gain support, through pretty much other people other than family and a lot of friends, but, they do support me. I don't know if that's the best answer, the best way to put it.
Well, at least you get, some sort of support. But again, like I said earlier, here in Canada, Mr. Rockstar, we're supporting you 100% with your career, your music. We will be playing your songs for the next 3 months, and it will be on our repertoire here. It will be on our schedule to play it. And whenever you come with a new one, let us know. Send us your MP3, and we will gladly play it for you. That's our promise to you, our support. Just keep up the good work, because I know it is challenging. I know it's a lot of work. I know it's not easy. I realize that. I'm fully aware of everything that it takes to be, succeeding in this world, in the music industry. And you know what? You are a success. To me, you are a success. Just the fact that you're trying, just the fact that you are out there. Hey, you're in Canada, virtually, talking about yourself. That, to me, that's incredible. So congratulations and on your promotion, and congratulations on everything that you do. Do you have any last word? I just want to thank you for being here.
I just want to thank you for having me, and thank you for all your kind support. And pretty much, it's been a hectic week, and I'm kind of busy right now, so I'm just going to let you ride it out, and you can rock on later, or thank you, do whatever.
I'm wonderful, sorry. Guys. So, don't worry. Remember, we gave you a teaser earlier today, and we've been giving you a teaser. This is our musical section right now. We have about 20 minutes, just worth the music. But we got to start with Mr. Rockstar right now. And the song is White to Mate. And here it is. Enjoy it, everyone.
What's expected? I'm cool, calm, collected when I'm stepping in your section. Haters eyeballing, looking over their shoulders. They talking lowly, but I'm not trying to impress them. I'm in the cash, no shirt, blessing six pack. Nick says it independent, but into connections. As long as they come correctly, if not, then I gotta correct them. Glowing in the mirror on my reflection. I'm subjected to the people in my circle. If you're not in it, then go the other direction. And get grand. I demand attention, respect, and loyalty from everyone. If not, you getting canned. Cause I don't beg, I lead in command. Taking over the world through this broadband.
Awesome, wasn't it? A nice combination, a little bit of rock, a little bit of rap, a little bit of bossa nova. And there is a lot going on there. So congratulations. And that was, we will be playing this song throughout this month and throughout the month as we continue on with our musical section. So it's incredible. So keep it up. Good work. Connect with him on social media and Instagram and Facebook. And if you mentioned or if you say anything, hey, I heard you on the Lucy show, that's what we're looking for. You know, a little comment and things like that to support the artist. It's all about supporting our artists, and especially in times like this. Times are very difficult and all over the world, not just in Canada, not just U.S. and all the parts. I mean, we can't be so narrow-minded to think that the world is just Canada or the U.S. So there's a lot of places in the world that need our attention, need us to support as a musician and as an artist. 3 years ago, we interviewed this fellow from Los Angeles. His name is Sorrento. He became our number one fan. He followed us and tweets and all that good stuff. And every so often or so, he does a brand new release of a new song. His name is Sorrento, and Sorrento is incredible artist. He is kind of like an 80-ish sound. I don't know how else to put it. But it's pretty incredible work. And he always sends me his MP3. And he just said, hey, support. So here it is.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now a worldwide show, the Lizzie P. Bob Pop Radio Show.
Please, please, please. The boats gather there to control. Start to make some playful conversation. It happens all the time.
And that is Sorrentis, everyone. And the other group is Sarek, which is called Close Up. And it's a group from Korea, if I'm not mistaken. Anyhow, also we have a singer. Now we're going to go in a little bit of a different music, different language. It is, her name is Lorena. She is from South America, and she is a jazz musician, singer, songwriter. So enjoy it, everyone. And the song is a little bit of English, a little bit of Spanish. It's called Solo Una Noche, Only One Night.
La razón de estar adentro de ti, sin ganas de salir de ahí. Humectado con tu cuerpo hasta sentirme lubricado. Me pone loco la forma en que me haces el amor. Me trastorna tus besos, me trastorna tu calor. Devoro tus brazos, tu columna vertebral. Me bebo tus besos, tu sexo, dulzura, tu
resonancia.
La caída del telón, subiendo tu cuerpo en plena función, brotando más y las ganas, ah, tira tu cama, tomándote mis brazos, cobijándome en tu abrazo, bueno, lo siento fuerte y pleno, ey, ¿cómo lo sientes tú si sientes algo nuevo? Enciende este animal de luz, ajá, cariño, locura de amor, ajá, termina la obra y cae el telón.
Drop me in your arms. por amor. En la fría noche el alma se encuentra sin saber, eterna búsqueda de la dualidad. Espejos reflejados.
Beso. Esta noche me estremezco en la humedad de tu pasión. Busco calor, me aferro, entro en las profundidades del amor. Camino y subo a la velocidad, miro tu boca, la que lentamente se va desplazando entre el poder ligeros. Todo está basado en impulsos provocados por distintos estados en los que nos encontramos. Cada día todo sale impredecible pero real. Te lo digo yo, que solo una noche me bastó para quedarme dentro de ti. Nuestra comedia dibujada en solo una noche inesperada. Besos y caricias, besos y caricias, besos y caricias. Son dos cuerpos enlazados. Esta noche recién ha comenzado.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign, it's go time. Sprint right to the finish, that what goes on in my mind. It's my turn to win it, I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. Doing what I do, what you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing, I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough from start to the finish, tough. My endurance come from watching mama, she ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated. Going, still growing, still showing. I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience. Then my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You really feel how I feel. Mr. B.A.D. been in the field. Bullets that would kill, but I
red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
And I'm so motivated.
And that, everyone, was Mr. Walt P. We've interviewed him right in the beginning of our show, and Mr. Walt P, great, great song. So thank you so much. Keep sending your MP3s, everyone, and keep up with the great work. Musicians are so welcome here.
all different cultures, all different languages, and all different rhythm. So yeah, the only thing that we do not play here is profanity. That is a no-no, but anything else, rap, jazz, and gospel are all welcome. And so yeah. Thank you so much for a sponsor. Here is a word of our sponsor once again.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you. More time for your family. More money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Thank you, Natasha Birchmohan, and thank you everyone for being here, for watching us. We will be back soon, and have a phenomenal day. Bye-bye.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now a worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are.